Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast.
Neither of us agreed to whisper there. We don't know why we just did that. We're just too in sync.
Yeah, we're just so in sync. What did we do recently that's been really in sync? We've got a piece of hair on your eyelash.
Thank you.
We have been very in sync recently. I keep finding we say the same things at the same time.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Great, perfect, thank you.
Yeah, we've really fell too hard into the corporate lingo, haven't we? It's getting a bit embarrassing.
Oh my god, that's just reminded me of another dumb moment I've got this week.
Well,
okay.
I'm just chewing.
No worries. Bear with. Okay, do you want to kick it off with our words of the week? Oh, sorry, I'll go first. Yeah.
Emily's just munching. I'm eating some fudge right now.
So my one this week, I don't think I've shared this story, but recently I bought cowboy boots. Oh, no, yes, I have.
It was on Instagram.
So I bought cowboy boots with an award I got from work. And now I'd like some colourful cowboy boots.
What colour?
I'm not sure.
You've got to go red.
That's
surely.
What I thought. Yeah, you've red. Got to go red. Red is the colour.
Red is the colour. And red is your colour. You wear a lot of red.
Yeah, I'm a whore for red.
Yeah, you're literally wearing a top with red writing and you've got red nails.
Yes, I do. Yes, you do. Yes, I do. She falls victim to the red.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll give that to you.
I just think as well, colourful cowboy boots, you just will be able to wear all the time.
Yeah, it's a great staple.
Yeah, and then if you're feeling boring, you can just pop your colourful
cowboy boots. Yeah, I wouldn't say multicoloured, but a solid
No,
colour.
Definitely not tie-dye.
No.
No. I don't think I could do silver.
No. Yeah, no.
Just because I think silver, a very niche colour, where do you wear them apart from Ibiza?
I think you'd fall out with them as well.
Same with gold. I do always like the look of the cowboy boots with fringing on. I feel like we've had the same conversation about fringing because I said once I wanted a fringe jacket.
Yeah.
And you laughed at me.
You laughed at me?
What meme is that?
I can't remember.
And now you're laughing at me.
It's that,
it's that bald man against the fence.
Yeah.
I can picture him, but I can't. Oh.
I'm going to lose my jaw.
I'm going to lose my jaw.
Oh, we got there
it's
in the end.
It's not funny.
Anyway, right. My want is a new TV show to watch.
Mm.
I'm really powering through with Suits at the minute.
You're still watching? Yeah, I've stopped watching that.
I've stopped many, many times. I've really tried a few times to watch it and I just can't get into it. But now I'm quite determined. I think I'm on season 5. Is there 8?
I'm about season 5. Sorry, yeah, I'm eating.
It's okay.
About season 5.
So I'm just kind of trying to power through that, but that's just on the side now. I'm giving up. I'm rewatching The Good Place. If you haven't watched that, I would recommend it. That's really good. I'm always rewatching Friends. It's actually on right now.
I watched a bit of Brooklyn Nine-Nine last night.
Yeah.
I actually forgot how good that is.
Yeah, I do quite like that. But I want a more serious show. Like, I love all
Get on Grey's Anatomy.
No, I can't start because it's too long. I really don't want to keep watching it. The
you
fact that
17 seasons is too long.
And still filming. That's what's putting me off. There's no end in sight. Like, yeah. I need a clear ending.
I think 4 or 5 series with 20 episodes and 20 to 40 minute episodes, that's the perfect length of time.
I just had deja vu.
I get deja vu. That was intense eye contact. Go on.
Yes.
Where's
deja vu? I'm rewatching Stranger Things. It was you saying the perfect series is 4 or 5 seasons.
But where's the deja vu come from?
What do you mean?
I don't really get what deja vu is.
Do you not have deja vu?
What is it?
Deja vu means you think you've had this conversation before.
Like,
when you were talking then and looking at me, I'd seen that happen before.
We probably might have had that conversation.
No, that exact time. Like,
Oh,
you've never had deja vu.
I don't know.
What a sad little life, Jane. Deja vu is thrilling.
Deja vu is thrilling.
It's a fun time.
Maybe I'll get it later.
Fingers crossed. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, I'm rewatching season 3 of Stranger Things because I'm kind of thinking season 5 is next year. Yeah.
Which one's season 3?
The one with the mall. So that's my favourite one.
That's a good one.
So I'm just rewatching
the other one with the Vector or Veteran.
I know. So I just went back to three, but I think I'm going to have to watch four before five comes out.
I don't know if I ever finished season four.
Did you know? It was long. The last two episodes were like an hour and a half, 2 hours. Yeah, it was a bit crazy.
Maybe I... Oh, sorry, I'm ankle. Maybe I should watch it.
So that's what I'm rewatching because I wanted something... I don't know. I just need a new series. So if somebody would like to recommend a new one, please do.
Oh.
Wow, that was long-winded. Anyway. Okay.
Our obsession this... Well, my obsession this week is Zoella.
Nice.
I cannot get enough of that woman.
What's going on with her life at the minute? How many kids has she got?
Two.
Nice.
Got a little girl called Otty. And it was just Otty's birthday.
Otty, not Otto.
Otty. O-T-T-I-E. Her full name's Otterly. Do you not think that's cute?
What does that mean? Otterly. I'm sorry, I don't like that one.
Okay.
Anyway.
I don't know what her other child's called, but it was just Otty's birthday. And she has this... Why are you laughing? Let me show you
Otty,
a
picture. Otty, that's just
Let me show you a
one.
Picture of Otty.
I like
on
Otto.
On her birthday. What, for a boy?
Yeah.
Like Otter?
No, Otto.
I know. It sounds
not
like Otter.
Well, so does Otty.
Fair play.
Yeah.
And no words. She had these leopard print flares on, a white t-shirt, and this lovely yellow jacket.
Oh, that's very cute.
Wait, let me find this.
She got a cookbook?
No, she must. That was a really deep breath. I just keep seeing pictures of her birthday.
Not right. Picture,
like TikToks of it. Like I saw one of Mark, you know, so his friend Mark Ferris.
Yeah.
Oh, there she is. Look. Look at that. Look at her jacket.
Oh, that is quite cute.
That was her seeing a birthday cake for the first time.
Right.
But super cute because then Mark gets her this thing and she goes, "Oh my, Mark!"
The child. Aww.
She's really cute little girl. But I'm just obsessed with watching her on TikTok.
That's really sweet. I'm not really on the Zoella train because I was never a YouTube child, so I never watched her.
You never YouTube child,
never
really?
Never watched Zoella. Although I did, for some reason, read her book. What was that called? Geek Girl?
Girl Online.
Girl Online. I did read that, even though I didn't know who she was.
The books were actually pretty good.
Yeah, my 12-year-old self loved it.
I read all three.
Oh, I didn't know there was more than one.
Really?
Clearly not a diehard fan.
I remember when there was rumoured there was going to be a movie made out of it.
Wow.
I really wanted Shawn Mendes to play the main man.
Wow, is that how you picture the main man in it? God, that is real 12-year-old dreams. I don't even remember what the story was about. I just remember that I read it.
I'm pretty sure it's about a girl who falls in love with a movie star, essentially. You know, like Starstruck, that
old
Disney movie. I'm pretty sure it was about that.
Like the originality, Zoella. That's brilliant.
Claps for you. I don't believe she wrote that, though. Surely not.
No, surely not. Anyway, I'm obsessed with, have you seen the baby on TikTok called Rustin?
I'm not sure.
Oh, he's so cute. He was recently one as well. It was his birthday. And his mum and dad always take him to Target because he loves the vacuums. And he goes, "Vacuums! Vacuums!" And he's one and he's really cute. And he can like talk fully. And he's aww, like... And he was like pointing.
It's like that baby. Who wants to go to Disneyland?
Me! Who wants to go to the Four Seasons Orlando?
Me!
Anyway, yeah, I'm really obsessed with the videos of that child. He's really cute. I would recommend going and watching the videos. I think the mum's called Ali or something. Anyway, I'll show you.
Oh my god, did you know what that reminded me of? Those two dogs on TikTok that I keep sending you.
You haven't sent me any videos of dogs.
You really need to look at the TikToks I send you. I'm also sending about 20.
I don't really keep
up. It's this little Italian greyhound and this other little rat one. And they're called Rose and Jasmine.
Today, have you sent me these?
No. Over the course of the past week or two. And the mum is like in love with these dogs. And they're the cutest things. They live in London. She's like, "Good morning, my beautiful Jersey kids." And this dog like squirts up and he's like... Staring
is it an ugly dog?
No, it's actually a really beautiful dog, but it's a little skinny thing. And then it looks a little bit like one of those hairless cats. But it isn't hairless, because obviously Jasmine has hair.
How is that cute?
Let me just show.
I'm really mesmerised by how dogs can react to humans. When, like, you know how they go, "Treat," and they go... And like their ears poke up or something.
It's like my dad always spells around our dog.
He does what?
He spells. Not like, "You're the wizard, Harry," like spelling B.
Oh, like we're going on a WALK.
Yeah. Like, "Does anyone want to take JACK for a
W-A-L-K, or should I? Oh, it'd be like, right, me and you are going to go for a W-A-L-K. You take it, yes, the D-O-G.
Ah, the D-O-G.
You should just start calling him God, that'd be funny.
Yeah, where are we up to?
Have you done your recommend yet?
No, I was obsessed with the baby. It's your turn. Recommend.
Fun art.
To buy, this to do.
This one was a bit of a rogue one, I just put it
to
in.
To make.
All of the above, yeah.
I think,
I'm not a good drawer, but I think being artistic and artistic flair to things never went unharmed. I've been seeing couples on TikTok, I don't know if you've seen it, like buy a big canvas and like writing quotes and stuff on it, but like doing it as a couple in their new house.
Oh no, I have not seen that.
I saw this girl do the Scouse and the Manx. Because she was a Scouse, her husband was a Manx.
Thank you.
That was quite funny.
You just deleted them all.
Oh, oh dear.
Oh no, you just made a new note. I thought you just deleted everything. Oh, okay, so not buying art, making art.
Yeah, or buy it.
Whatever.
Just appreciate the fun things in life.
Yeah, alright, okay. Yeah, I can't remember. Can I vlog? Oh yeah, I recommend getting some new makeup.
Yeah.
I was having raving about this all weekend. So my concealer died and my mascara died at the same time. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to get some new makeup, some fresh bits. So I got some, replaced both of those. But I also recently got a new bronzer and a new brush. Wow. How nice is it to have fresh makeup? You forget, because I always felt makeup lasts forever, but it really doesn't. So I would definitely recommend getting yourself some new makeup. Just switch it up every now and then. And also you forget the makeup expires.
Oh god, yeah, I always forget about that actually.
Yeah, like makeup can last a while, but it does expire. So I do think maybe have a check at the dates, guys. Go and replace.
Yeah, it with your makeup. I need to get new makeup because that was. Oh, what's happened?
Sorry, I just turned it off by accident.
I was going to say, surely it's not dead. Like I charged it for about an hour or two this morning.
She's back.
Okay.
I just dropped it there. Oh, well, sorry, guys. We're really trying to multitask and eat some chocolate at the same time as talking to you.
Sweet treat after
it's
lunch.
It's really giving 3 p.m. treat right now, and it's not even 3 p.m.
Quarter to one.
Yeah.
What was just about to say?
My
makeup.
Oh yeah.
It was really annoying. We went to Boots last week together, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 days later, I realised my concealer was dying.
Yeah.
So at some point this week, I need to go to Boots to get a new concealer, new eyebrow gel. And stop it all off. My bronzer's a bit battered because we went to Leeds last weekend and the lid came off it in my bag. And it's still working fine. There's still a lot left, but it's
just a bit battered.
I also need to get a new Refi bronzer, a new Refi brush because the plastic keeps breaking on mine.
I don't know how you manage that. You do tend to break makeup a lot. You do. I don't know anyone who breaks makeup as much as you.
In what way?
You always tend to smash like things in your bag, or you broke it. How did you break that brush? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Anyway,
can
we also? Oh, go on.
The worst thing is my blush at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
The lid broke off it a year or so ago, and then recently the outward casing of it also broke off. So now I just have this really nice. It's not even nice blush. It's just a perfect color in this like. Very odd little case.
This is what I'm talking about. Just replace it. Get a new one.
But it's like, it's the perfect amount of pink and shimmer.
Right. What I was going to say is, can we also just talk about how Boots is like our adult version of like
Toys R Us.
Mm. Because, wow, I go in there and spend a fortune for things that I don't really need. But then at the same time, are always so useful.
Yeah, I went in. We went in so I could get some tampons. Emily spent £40.
Yeah. I had no intention of buying anything and I've restocked my life.
I was looking for her and I was like, where is she? She comes around the corner. She's like, wow, look at this. 3 for 2. This cleanser is £15, but it's so good.
Yeah, I had my arms full. But yeah, it was good. So what are we up to now, dumb moment? Would you like me to hit it off?
Yes.
So we were at Leeds Festival at the weekend for the day. Can I just preface, we did not camp, and thank God, because we almost did. That weather looked horrific. We only did a day. So well done to all you troopers out there who did camp. Anyway, we were at the bar, and we just bought ourselves some drinks because we were stocking
up. Oh my God.
Because we were going.
This is my dumb moment. Really?
Well, actually, I've got two, so it's fine.
Okay. We were going to watch Ray, Lana Del Rey, and Fred again, back to back, without moving.
We knew we had stopped to be drunk.
So anyway, at that point, we left the bar, and Ray had started. We could hear him. We were like, whoa, she's come on early. So we ran. We started running, and I dropped my phone. I didn't even realise. And Eliza's behind me going, hey, this woman's just giving me her phone!
An absolute angel. We were running. I didn't even clock, and I was just behind you guys because I had a bottle of wine and a big drink. So I'm like too preoccupied, and it must have fallen out your pocket.
Yeah, it must have.
And this woman runs up after me, and we'd stopped. I'm like, really out of breath. She's like, did one of you drop your phone? I'm like, oh my god, that's Emily's. Thank you so much. And she was like, it's fine.
Yeah, I didn't even realize I dropped it. So. What a legend.
Yeah.
I probably would have just gone on the whole day without realising.
You actually, probably would have realised when you reached to get it out the video something at Ray.
But yeah, that was a dumb moment.
On the slip, on the other side of that, that was a major slay of ours because we were drunk for 3 hours straight.
Yeah.
I have pictures and I actually don't remember taking them.
Really? Bloody hell. Because we really did stock up to the brim, is your dumb moment what I think it's gonna be?
Yes. Well I've got about 3 dumb moments this week.
You had none a minute ago.
Yeah,
so all right, go on.
First one, take it away. So I was out of the. We went with our friend Hannah, who you guys have met twice now. she's a reg on here, and you guys went before me to order your drink. So I was the last one. So they were waiting at the end of the bar. And there was a little table. Emily had the wine bottle on there. Were you doing something?
I was topping up my water bottle.
Yeah. And then what else we did? Then we moved. Yeah, and then I came over. Sorry, I'm losing my train of thought. I've got brain fog. And this guy, all of a sudden, comes over and jumps over this table from the back of the bar and knocks our bottle of wine on the floor. And Emily went, and, like, ran to pick it, like, jumped to pick it up. And, like, barely any of it went. It must have been half a glass worth that went. Like, literally nothing. And this other guy's like, don't worry, and goes and gets us another bottle of wine.
Yeah.
So we had basically 2 full bottles of wine, which we only paid for one. And then this is also another slay, which I would really recommend. When you go to a festival, get a clear bottle of water, like a plastic one, squish it down and put it in your bag.
Yeah.
And then when you go and buy a drink, decanter that into your plastic bottle of water.
Yeah.
So it meant that then we had our bottle of wine and then we were fine. And then when we wanted a drink, we didn't need to go anywhere. We could just reach for our plastic bottle in our bag.
Yeah. Because they never give you lids at festivals. No. They just give you cups. And it's so annoying if you want to... like go and stay in a crowd, so we were like, we'll just take our own bottle and pour the cups into it, close the lid, save it for later.
Literally, such it was. So brilliant. I ended up drinking my drink like 3 hours after I bought it.
Yeah,
it was fabulous. My other one is that I don't think I've ever mentioned you guys this, but I have ducks that I feed.
Do you still do that?
Well, me and my dad do it between us now.
When was the last time you did it?
Sunday. No, not Sunday. Saturday.
Okay, fair enough. I have not heard about those ducks in a while.
Yeah, well, there's the 2 black swans still, Elizabeth and Philip. And because they're Australian, they'll be getting ready to mate soon.
The swans?
Yeah.
What relevance does it have that they're Australian?
Because it's the opposite time zone. So they mate in their summer, which is our winter.
Right. Okay.
And they're just really aggressive at the moment, and I keep going to feed them. And then they hiss at me, and I run away and get my dad to do it.
They're scary swans,
they're really aggressive now. And then my third and final dumb moment this week reminded me when you said corporate lingo. In the group chat, before we went to Leeds, we were talking about Leeds, and one of our friends said something, and I said something, and she said, what does this mean? And I said, that topic. She was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, what is re?
And that's just my dumb moment, because not everyone's corporate baddies.
Wow, that was painful.
Well,
oh my god, I took you about 7 minutes to get these stories out. And then I did this, and then I did that, and then I did that, and then she said this, and then... anyway, we still haven't finished our words, and we're 20 minutes in. Hell. Right, we'll wrap this up quickly. My song of the week is Taste by Sabrina Carpenter.
Man's Cocoon by Capture in the Bottom.
Lovely. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was our words.
Right.
So, guys. Wait, we've got different... What's your first question?
Balls.
We'll try again. So, we're going to do a personality test with you guys. We're going to run through one and see what we're like. Because I feel like they're so interesting. I'm really intrigued by them. And I'd be really intrigued how our personalities match.
Yeah. Are we going to speak whilst we do it and say what we're putting?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so we've done one on the 16 personalities website, which I've heard of before.
I think we've done this in psychology.
I think we have, yeah.
So you regularly make new friends. I've put agree.
Yeah, I'm going to go low agree. But you do whatever.
Complex and novel ideas excite you more than simple and straightforward ones.
Agree.
Yeah. You usually feel more persuaded by what resonates emotionally with you than by factual arguments. Yeah, I'd say I'm a very emotive person.
I need to reread that. You usually feel more persuaded by what resonates emotionally with you than factual arguments. Oh, I don't know.
If it's a fact, it's a fact. You can't really argue with it, but equally, yeah.
I'm more persuaded by facts, I think so.
Your living and working spaces are clean and organised.
I would say slightly agree.
Yeah, they're organised. They're not always clean. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, we didn't tell you the scale. So there's like agree, and then two below that, and then middle, and then disagree,
and
two below that.
Yeah, it's kind of like strongly agree, kind of agree,
yeah,
and then don't like semi agree.
Yeah, if that makes sense.
You usually stay calm even under a lot of pressure.
I think I'm quite a calm person.
You find the idea of networking or promoting yourself to strangers very daunting. Yeah.
I think I'm quite good with that.
I'm good once I'm there, but I overthink it quite a lot.
Yeah.
Next.
Right, next part. You prioritise and plan tasks effectively, often completing them well before the deadline.
Yeah.
No, I definitely don't do that. I'm not very good at I think I overplan potentially, and then I end up getting a bit ahead of myself. I'm not a very good planner, I wouldn't say. People's stories and emotions speak louder to you than numbers and data.
Yeah,
that I would probably. But then we kind of said differently before with the facts.
But that's like, I guess we could relate really that to our actual work.
How? Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to go, like, shouldn't tell each other what we... I know, but then we're kind of talking through it, aren't we?
I would probably go low agree.
Yeah. You like to organise tools like schedule... You like to use organising tools like schedules and lists.
I've started using my calendar app because I was so disorganised.
Oh, fair enough.
But I don't really like to use it because I can always forget.
Yeah.
Disagree.
Even a small mistake can cause you to doubt your overall abilities and knowledge.
Yeah, probably.
I disagree. I don't think that's me. You feel comfortable just walking up to someone you find interesting and striking a conversation.
Yeah.
I'm going to go middle. You are not too interested in discussions about various interpretations of creative works.
It's just different point of views of a book.
Yeah.
I would say I quite
like hearing different perspectives.
Mm.
You prioritise facts over people's feelings when determining a course of action. A lot of these questions are quite similar. Mm.
Let's see if you're consistent.
Yeah. Why? We really struggled with this one, haven't we? This vibe.
Yeah, it's because it's like a fact's a fact. Like, you can't change that. That's the truth.
Yeah.
But equally,
if quite empathetic people.
Yeah, and if someone feels the way that they feel, it's a right. Like, it's freedom of choice and it's freedom of speech. They should be able to voice that and people to understand them.
Gosh, we're really overthinking this, I think, aren't we? I'm going to go down the middle. You often allow the day to unfold without any schedule at all. No.
Well, it's like we work, so that's quite hard.
You rarely worry about whether you make a good impression on people you meet.
Disagree, yeah.
You enjoy participating in team-based activities.
Yeah. I love rounders.
Like, that was your first thought. You enjoy experimenting with new and untested approaches.
Yeah, I'd say so. You put a little stamp on it.
No, I don't know if I do. I'm going to go low disagree. You prioritise being sensitive over being completely honest. Agree. You actively seek out new experiences and knowledge areas to explore.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are prone to worrying that things will take a turn for the worst.
Yeah, I do that.
I don't think I do that.
I'm quite a worry minder.
You enjoy solitary hobbies or activities more than group ones.
Like solo.
Not really.
It depends. I don't really mind activity. Either.
Yeah. You cannot imagine yourself writing fictional stories for a living. That's a bit specific.
I don't think I could be an author.
I clicked the wrong side. You favour efficiency in decisions, even if it means disregarding some emotional aspects.
You favour efficiency in decisions. Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think I do. I like to think about things. You prefer to do your chores before allowing yourself to relax. This is giving American.
Yeah, but I am just a person who will sit there 5 minutes and then be like, after this, I will do my chores.
Yeah,
like,
procrastinate. Yeah.
Disagree.
In disagreements, you prioritise proving your point. Can you go from this bit? I've read a bit too much now.
In disagreements, you prioritise proving your point over preserving the feelings of others. No. I think this is a hard one because it's like, I will always try and get my point across because it's my point. Everyone's point deserves to be heard. My point's no different than that. But I also wouldn't want to push my point too much.
Yeah, you clearly stop upsetting
people. Yeah. You need to read the room.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure what to do there.
I've got to slightly disagree.
You usually wait for others to introduce themselves first at social gatherings.
Disagree.
Yeah, I quite like, yeah. Your mood can change very quickly. It depends on the day. Depends on what's going on. What's the crack? You are not easily swayed by emotional arguments. I would disagree. I am. Yeah. You often end up doing things at the last possible moment.
No, I don't think so.
You enjoy debating ethical dilemmas.
I do.
You usually prefer to be around others rather than on your own. I'm happy with either.
Yeah.
I might just go down the middle.
You often feel overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, slightly. You complete things methodically without skipping over any steps. God, I'm really struggling today.
Yeah.
No, probably not. I feel like I like to find easy ways to skip steps.
Yeah.
I thought you were like...
No.
You prefer tasks that require you to come up with creative solutions rather than following concrete steps. No.
I'd say so.
You are more likely to rely on emotional intuition than logical reasoning when making a choice.
It's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd say slightly agree.
I'm going to go slightly disagree, because I do sometimes, but not all the time. You struggle with deadlines.
Yeah.
You feel confident that things will work out for you. Yeah, manifestation, baby.
Gender. Female.
Ooh, I'm done. Oh, I didn't get a gender question. Okay, do you want to go first?
Says your personality type is protagonist. Protagonists are inspiring optimists, readily taking action to do what they feel is right. Nice. We're going through the whole energy. Do you want to do your main bit first? Okay.
Your personality type is campaigner.
Ooh.
Campaigners are enthusiastic, creative, and sociable free spirits who can always find a reason to smile. I wouldn't say I'm creative.
You are a social butterfly, though.
Oh, thank you.
Says energy. So we've got some 76% extroverted.
I'm 75. Wow.
And 24% in.
Yeah. Next one.
Mind. I'm 67% intuitive.
68.
Whoa, 33% observant. I would disagree that we are very observant.
Yeah, I feel like this is the creative part. I'm not that creative.
Yeah, but we are quite intuitive.
But then we're quite open-minded. Intuitive individuals are very imaginative, open-minded, and curious. They value originality and focus on hidden meanings and distant possibilities. I feel like that was where the ethical and theories and that kind of aspect comes into it.
Yeah, then we'd like that. Nature.
Yep.
37% thinking, 63% feeling.
35% thinking, 65% feeling.
This is weird. Tactics, 56% judging, 44% prospecting.
Ah, 49% judging, 51% prospecting. So prospecting individuals are very good at improvising and adapting to opportunities.
Judging individuals are decisive, thorough and organised. They value clarity, predictability and closure, preferring structure and planning to spontaneity. Identity, 56% assertive. 44% turbulent.
63% assertive. 37% turbulent. And that's it.
That's it. I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed that. I like knowing. I feel like I'd love to do one of those colour things, you know, where it tells you what type of, like, colour you are. Like, whether you're a yellow, a green, a blue, a red.
Oh, so what colours you should wear?
No.
Oh.
They're called, like, insights.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean. I thought you meant like colour wheel where they give you all the colours you should wear.
Like an insights thing where they look at your different like life and what type of person you are. It's very similar, cool. But it's colours. That would be interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like because we both did psychology, I feel like that is very hard to forget. I'm always intrigued by things like personality and different types of the way that people behave.
I'm just
like
always
that.
In Banjora study, like I'm just always kind of intrigued by nature and nurture.
Yes.
Like, so people can be raised in completely different aspects, but have the same parents, and they will be completely different. It's like, is it nature or is it nurture? Like, obviously there's the serial killer gene, for example.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. But a lot of people probably have that, but because of how they've been brought up, it never affects them. But then you have the opposite way, that some people might have been brought up in quite a violent environment, so then they're more exposed for that gene getting out. Do you know what I mean?
Or the opposite side of the argument is, it doesn't matter what type of environment you brought up in, it's your nature that determines who you are as a person. So whether you've got the gene or not, whether you've got the gene, doesn't matter what type of environment you were brought up in, you've got the gene. Agreed. I think that's very interesting. What were the other ones? Individual, situational, same type of vibe.
Yeah.
I can't really remember.
There was that holistic and...
Oh, yeah. Holistic and... Can't remember. Anyway.
But they were always interested, like, to learn about.
Yeah, I think from this 16 personality things, you can get, like, a full report and you can do, like, an extended version, I'm pretty sure. So I would recommend going and doing it, guys, and seeing what you're like as a person. Just I think quite, it's very interesting.
Yeah, just to know what you are like.
Yeah, and it might not be exactly accurate, but...
just this one, with a pinch of salt.
This was the one that it tells you what celebrities are the same. Oh, here we go. Hang on. If you keep clicking through... Oh, wait. Let me try and find it. Bear with, guys.
Okay.
You get, like, a full sort of thing about it. Okay, campaigners you may know, Robert Downey Jr., Robin Williams, Quentin Tarantino, Will Smith. I think I got this last time I did this.
Where do you
Michael
see?
Scott, The Office, the character. Keep scrolling all the way down, all the way to the bottom. Peter Mallark from The Hunger Games. Carrie Bradshaw, Sex and the City. That's quite a good one. Interesting. Uh-huh. That's what... is related.
Oh, I've got quite a lot. Barack Obama.
Nice.
Oprah Winfrey.
Wow.
John Cusack. Ben Affleck. Malala Yousafzai. That's
Malala?
Yeah. Jennifer Lawrence. Sean Connery. Maya Angelou. Oh, Game of Thrones character. Someone from The Matrix. Elizabeth Bennet from Pride and Prejudice.
Wow. I knew there was more to it. Sorry, it took me a while to get there.
Why don't you watch Breaking Bad?
That's also really long. Isn't that like 12 series?
I'm not
I don't
sure.
want that many series. It's really... You know what? I've just thought, what about that Only Murders in the Building? Have you heard of that? That's on Disney Plus. There was a new series out recently.
No, I
the
haven't.
New part of it. So that would be interesting. Maybe I'll give that one a go.
Never heard of that.
Anyway,
just let me know how it cracks.
We haven't really got much else to do with you today, guys. That was what we were planning to talk to you about.
Well, then we'll see you on the flip side, everyone.
Yeah. Please let us know if you go and do a personality test. We'd be very intrigued.
Also, can someone give Emily some
I'd like some TV show recommendations, please.
Yes, please. Don't forget to find us on Instagram and TikTok at Surviving Girlhood Podcast. We've got quite a few up posts and things now, so it might be nice if you have a little browse and a stalk of us.
Yeah.
Bye, guys. Catch you later.
Bye.